الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عيد مبارك everybody. My brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, we start our celebration of Eid al-Adha. And with the cancellation of Hajj activities and the second Eid spent in cautious and modest celebration, our family, our Muslim family at large, find itself at yet another unprecedented moment in our spiritual trajectory. As we come to terms with this new era, more humble way of celebrating Eid or of our existing situation, we may revisit the sacred stories of our beautiful tradition with a fresh pair of eyes. We learned from these difficult times that at any moment, anything can be stripped away from us. Jobs, health, comfort, luxury way of life, etc. It is the uncertainty of life in general. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقَصٍ مِّنَ الْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we will surely test you with something of fear, hunger, a loss of wealth, lives, and fruits. But give glad tidings for those who are patient. It is the uncertainty. We had to adapt, and we had to sacrifice a lot of things that we have to sacrifice. We learned that nothing is granted in this life. We need to put our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the test. As an ummah, as a family, community, and as individuals. We learn from the lessons of the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidatuna Hajar, Sayyidina Ismail, alayhim as-salam, peace be upon them all. To put our trust in Allah, and He will protect us as He protected them. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam stood as a believer and in total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, and he passed many, many tests. Since his early life until he became the prophet and after that, he stood for the truth, supported the weak, objected falsehood. He emphasized the importance of unity of all. Allah says in Surah An-Nahl, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. Ibrahim was indeed a nation of model, a nation, a model devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is true in faith, and he ascribed nothing to be worshipped next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ibrahim's legacy and message built for us a complete faith for all human beings, Jews, Christians, and Muslims. That's why he's called the father of all the prophets. As he was tested, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. He fulfilled Allah's orders, trials, tests, and Allah told him, I am appointing you as a leader to all humanity. The great sacrifice of his life is to put his wife Hajar and his newborn baby Ismail in the middle of the desert. What happened is, with the leave of Allah, with the order from Allah, he took his wife and his newborn baby for a place where there is no certainty. Allah says in Surah Ibrahim, on the tongue of Sayyidina Ibrahim, of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Our Lord, I have settled some of my descendants in an cultivated valley near your sacred house. Our Lord, that they may establish prayer. So make hearts among the people inclined towards them. His main concern was not how are they going to live, how are they going to have sustenance or food. The only thing he worried about is to establish the prayer, to establish faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, as he was leaving, Sayyidatina Hajar asked him. She believed in the sacrifice. She did not tell him, how come you leaving us? How come you are leaving us here? But she said, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained on you? And he said, yes. And then she said, Allah will never forsake us, will never neglect us. This is the faith and this is the sacrifice that we learn from them. Her answer is the manifestation of the total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The test of Sayyidina Ibrahim transferred to Sayyidatuna Hajar and Sayyidina Ismail. Soon after that, the few dates that he left with them dwindled. The water ran out. The baby Ismail was crying, began to cry from thirst and hunger. Realizing the urgency of the situation, Sayyidatuna Hajar ran between Safa and Marwa to the top of the mountains 7 times, believing in Allah, believing in the ayah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever believes in Allah, Allah will make a way out for them and will provide for him from where he has no expectation. And those who put trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be sufficient for them. We adapt Hajar's faith in Allah and the sacrifice to be patient and to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She demonstrated a graceful manifestation of this month and these months' theme of sacrifice. Her only hope was a few drops of water for her baby, but Allah's generosity and graciousness is far larger than our dreams. Once we put our trust in Him and faith, the sky is the limit. Abundance will be given. Out came gushing spring Zamzam that will last until the day of judgment. These are the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our support system. If we show patience and trust in Him, regardless of the tests that we incur. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am as my servant expect of me to be. We expect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nothing but generosity, nothing but support and happiness and love. What does our sacrifice to Allah looks like nowadays? That's the question. What and whom has consumed our thoughts and distracted us such that we need to strive harder to let go of for His sake? It is in the station of hardship that our spiritual potential blossoms. This is the test that we are facing and the sacrifice سيدتنا هاجر striving exemplified in the act of running between صفا and مروة. It is now our integral part of our pilgrimage. We are in a state of running on a daily basis, not only for those who are performing Hajj in Mecca. From the top of the mountains, she saw the bigger picture. What are our two mountains in this life? To look to the other picture, to the bigger picture. Not to think about ourselves only, but to think about the Ummah in general, about our families, about our society, our community, our country. What is the view that we see from the top of the mountain of sacrifice, the top of the mountain of tests? Those who offer us a sense of the bigger pictures of life. Who are those stable and solid beings we can run to? لا ملجأ من الله إلا إليه. Allah says, there is no refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except to Him. The trial of Sayyidatuna Hajar elevated us to something that should manifest in our life. Our sacrifice is modeled after Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidatuna Hajar, and Sayyidina Ismail alayhim salam. Our beautiful tradition makes it so that everything we do throughout our day may be characterized as ibadah with the correct intention. A hijrah, if you would, from one state of mind to another according to the circumstances that we are living in. Pre-COVID era and after or during COVID era, and inshallah soon after COVID era. What is the sacrifice that we have to offer in our life for humanity, for everybody else? Allah remains in control of the outcome. Regardless, Allah is in control. And it is up to us to do the traveling, the travesting, the seeking, the working hard for His sake. And we are never really stuck in a situation in the same place. We have to run between the mountains, our mountains, to be on the top and to look for the bigger picture. May the Most Merciful accept from us our striving and seeking in these blessed days and beyond. Astaghfirullah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. The second part of the khutbah, as usual, it was established many, many, many years ago by our Dr. Maher Hathout. May Allah be pleased with his soul. May Allah bless his soul and those who passed away before us and established this community and this Islamic Center of Southern California. Dear brothers and sisters, this is for the youth. The energy of the youth, of the young generation, is manifested in our Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. The young, the energetic, the true believer in Allah, since early childhood, submitted to the truth, to the will of Allah, and he had the full trust in his father Ibrahim alayhi salam. At an early stage of his life, he was ready to put his life to the test. He's full of energy, but realizing that this energy needs the wisdom of an old generation, exemplified in his father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because, dear brothers and sisters, young generation, without the wisdom and the experience of the old generation, your elders, you cannot achieve your noble goals. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. When Ibrahim and Ismail were raising the foundation of the Kaaba, of the house of worship, they prayed together, old and young, Our Lord, accept from us. You are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Establishing the core of our belief, the core of our faith, the house of worship. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was able to do it by himself. But he asked the young, energetic Ismail to help. He could have done it alone. Sayyidina Ismail rising to the occasion, rising to the call in spite of his young age. The two generations worked hard hand in hand by supporting one another, doing the hard work of building and creating. This illustrates how to activate a positive attitude towards success and unity. Ismail alayhi salam took on the essential tasks that were key to collectively succeeding as a community. He did not choose to sit and criticize his father or shun Sayyidina Ibrahim, the prophet, away. He did not criticize the old-fashioned father because he's young. The beauty in this example is in the synthesis between the young and their elders to be productive, effective for the sake of the common good in this life. Let's work together towards harmony, building an innovative, healthy community together, as Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidatuna Hajar, Sayyidina Ismail did. May Allah be pleased with them. Skills and wisdom, strong will and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will rise to the historic challenges in front of us and must remain united as we forge ahead. Second thing, dear young generation, people do not read the Quran, but they read you. So be a good ambassador of Islam in your actions for justice, caring for others, loving, being humble, and then being knowledgeable. Learn from your elders, learn from your fathers and your mothers. They are your support system. Do not shun them away. Number three, it is okay to have an opinion. It is okay to have disagreement with someone's opinion. It is not okay to humiliate someone or entity because they do not think the same way as you think. Show some respect. Society needs more of respect in this life. We need the old immigrants who worked so hard to create a better life for us from all aspects of the globe that came to the land of the free to build a great community in the United States. The future that you now are enjoying and reap its fruits. Don't shun that away. Do not dismiss their wisdom. They're just because they are old. Do exactly like Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, who helped his father Ibrahim establishing the future of Islam and Ummah for generations to come, inshallah, until the Day of Judgment. May Allah be pleased with you. May Allah accept our prayers. May Allah bring this Eid happiness to all the communities around the world. May Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Eid Mubarak.